Welcome, welcome everyone to another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're tackling something that honestly affects so many of us, that ache in your back when you wake up.
That morning pain.
Exactly. And we're looking at how your mattress might be the secret weapon against it. We're digging into mattresses designed specifically to help with back pain.
Right.
Our main source for this is a really thorough guide from Mattress Advisory. It's called Best Mattress for Back Pain: Comfort, Support, and More.
A very useful resource.
Totally. So our mission today, we want to kind of sift through all the info in that guide, pull out the really crucial stuff.
Yeah, cut through the noise.
Right. Help you figure out what actually matters when you're trying to pick a mattress that, you know, eases that pain and maybe even helps you sleep better, feel better overall.
And it's so important. I mean, a lot of people wake up with back pain, and honestly, their mattress is often the main suspect.
Really? The mattress itself?
Yeah, definitely. Might be too old and saggy, not giving enough support, or maybe it's creating pressure points. A good mattress, it's not just furniture. It's like fundamental for your well-being. Waking up without pain, that's the goal.
Okay, let's unpack that then. Why is the mattress so critical? And like, how would you even know if yours is the problem? What are the signs?
Well, think about it. If your mattress sags in the middle, or it's just way too soft, your spine can get pushed out of alignment. And you're lying like that for, you know, hours.
Let's talk about hours.
No. But on the other hand, if it's super firm, like sleeping on a board, that can cause stiffness too, because your body can't really contour naturally. So the goal and the guide really emphasizes this, is finding that sweet spot, proper spinal alignment and pressure relief.
Yeah.
It's about getting both right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And the key takeaways in the guide really hammer this home. They say, you know, if you're waking up sore, switching to the right kind of mattress can make a huge difference. Ease pressure, improve sleep. And the general advice seems to be firm to medium support, something that kind of cradles you but still supports you properly.
Exactly. Not too hard, not too soft. And interestingly, memory foam and hybrid mattresses often come up as top picks, especially for back and side sleepers.
Why those specifically?
Well, they're generally really good at incorporating those layers that relieve pressure points. The guide also mentions looking for, you know, certified materials, covers that breathe well.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping hot is the worst.
Totally. And trial periods. That's a big one. You need time to see if a mattress really works for your body. It's not something you can tell in 5 minutes at a store.
Good point. So it really boils down to the individual, doesn't it? What works for me might not work for you.
Precisely. The guide is clear. You have to match the mattress to your sleeping style, your body type, your pain. It's personal.
Okay. So let's get into those specifics, the things to consider section in the guide. Where should we start?
Let's start with weight. It's something people don't always think about, but your weight really changes how a mattress feels and supports you.
How so?
Well, if you're lighter, say under 130 pounds, a very firm mattress might feel rock hard. It won't let you sink in enough, could even create pressure points.
Okay.
But if you're heavier, maybe over 230 pounds, you need more support to prevent sinking too deep, especially around the hips, which can mess up your spinal alignment.
So finding that balance is key based on weight.
Exactly. Medium firm often works well for a lot of people across different weight ranges, but it's definitely something to consider.
Got it. And then there's sleeping position. This seems like a huge factor.
Oh, absolutely huge. Let's break it down. For side sleepers, you need cushioning, right, for your shoulders and hips because they stick out more.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need to keep your spine straight. So memory foam or hybrids are often good choices here, especially ones with zone support.
Zone support. What's that?
It means the mattress has different levels of firmness in different areas. So maybe it's a bit softer under your shoulders and hips, but firmer under your waist and lower back to keep you aligned.
Ah, clever. Okay. What about back sleepers?
For back sleepers, the main thing is supporting the natural curve of your lower back, not letting it sag down, but also not pushing it up too much.
Right.
So again, medium firm tends to be the sweet spot. It gives enough support, but still allows for a little bit of contouring.
And stomach sleepers, I hear that's tricky for back pain.
It can be, yeah. If you sleep on your stomach, you generally need a firmer mattress. The biggest risk is your hips sinking too far down, which pulls your spine into an unnatural curve.
Ouch.
Right. So a firm mattress, maybe a firm hybrid, helps keep those hips lifted and the spine more neutral.
What about people who move around all night? Combination sleepers.
Yeah, the dancers. For them, you need something responsive. A mattress that adapts quickly as you change positions so you don't feel stuck.
Like what?
Often, a medium-firm hybrid is a good bet. The coils offer bounce and make it easier to move, while the foam still gives comfort.
Makes sense. And one more, sleeping on the edge.
Right. Edge support. Mm-hmm. Super important, especially if you share the bed or just tend to use the whole surface. Well, if the edges collapse when you sit or lie near them, you lose usable sleeping space, and it can feel unstable, like it might roll off.
Mm.
Good edge support means strong, reinforced sides.
Okay, that covers positions. What about the actual stuff the mattress is made of? Material and type?
Good question. Yeah. Let's dive into that. Memory foam is probably the most well-known for pain relief.
Because it contours.
Exactly. It molds to your body shape, spreads your weight out evenly, and takes pressure off sensitive spots. Plus, it's usually great at absorbing motion, so if your partner moves, you feel it less.
Got the heat thing.
Yeah, that was an issue. But newer memory foams often have cooling stuff mixed in, like gel, or they have an open cell structure to let air flow better, so it's less of a problem now.
Okay, what else? Latex.
Latex is another option. It's often a bit firmer and more responsive, kind of bouncy, compared to memory foam. It's also naturally hypoallergenic and really durable.
And hybrid. You mentioned that a few times.
Right. Hybrids are really interesting because they try to combine the best of both worlds. They have a base layer of coils, like an inner spring mattress, for support and airflow.
Okay.
And then they layer foam or latex on top for that contouring, comfort, and pressure relief. Many hybrids also have that zone support we talked about.
So support and cushioning.
Pretty much. The guide also briefly mentions traditional inner spring, usually less contouring, might not be ideal for back pain and organic mattresses, which focus on natural materials like organic cotton, wool, or latex.
Lots of options. Let's talk firmness level. This feels crucial, maybe the most confusing part.
It can be, yeah. There's a whole spectrum, you know, from really soft to extra firm.
And the guide says.
Overwhelmingly, medium firm comes out on top is the most recommended for back pain. It seems to hit that sweet spot for support and comfort for the widest range of people.
So why not just go super soft or super firm?
Well, a soft mattress might feel luxurious at first, but it can let your hips sink too much, throwing your spine out of whack, especially if you have pain. Medium soft is a step firmer, but might still be too plush if your pain is significant. Medium offers a decent balance. And then a firm, while great for some, like stomach sleepers, can be too hard for others. It might not let your shoulders and hips sink in enough if you're a side sleeper, creating pressure points.
So medium firm is the safest bet for most people starting out.
Generally, yes. It provides solid support without being punishingly hard. But again, personal preference and body type matter.
Got it. What about sleeping cool? Breathability.
Super important.
Yeah.
Being hot and sweaty all night definitely doesn't help with restful restorative sleep, which you need when you're dealing with pain.
True. So what helps a mattress stay cool?
Several things. The cover material makes a difference. Fabrics like Tencel or bamboo or special phase chain materials can feel cool to the touch.
Okay.
Then you have gel infusions in memory foam designed to pull heat away. Latex naturally sleeps cooler than traditional memory foam. And in hybrids, those pocketed coils allow for a lot more airflow through the mattress core compared to a solid block of foam.
So look for those features if you tend to sleep hot.
Absolutely. A cooler sleep usually means less tossing and turning, better quality rest.
All right, we've covered the why and the what to look for. Let's get to the specific mattresses the guide highlighted, the top contenders for back pain.
Okay, let's do it. They picked five standouts. First is the Bear Elite Hybrid. This one was named best mattress for back pain overall.
Overall, what makes it special?
It's described as ultra luxurious. It's thick, 14 inches, big focus on cooling tech, and it has a five-zone coil system.
Five zones. So even more targeted support than regular zone support.
Exactly. The idea is superior pressure relief, really precise spinal alignment. It's also meant to respond quickly when you move and have very little motion transfer, which is great if you share the bed. Uses copper-infused foam, too, for tooling.
Who's it best for?
Pretty much all sleeping positions, side, back, and stomach, especially if you need extra support and comfort or wake up sore. Mm. They offer it in soft, medium, and firm versions.
Any drawbacks?
The guide notes, it might not be ideal for sleepers over 300 pounds who might need even more robust support, or those who prefer an extra firm feel. And, well, it's a luxury model, so budget could be a factor.
Okay. Next up.
The Helix Midnight Lux. This one got best hybrid mattress for back pain.
Another hybrid. What's its specialty?
It's a premium, medium-firm hybrid. Key features are a cooling pillow top and zoned lumbar support within the foam layers. plus zoned coils.
Zone support, again, seems like a theme for back pain.
Definitely. The coils are specifically designed to give extra lift under the lower back and also reinforce the edges. It's praised for pressure relief and motion isolation. You can also add an optional cooling cover.
And who does this one suit?
Primarily side and back sleepers who need that supportive feel but still want something plush and comfortable. It's rated around 5.5 out of 10 for firmness, so medium plush.
Who might skip it?
Similar caveats, potentially not supportive enough for sleepers over 300 pounds, and maybe a bit too soft for strict stomach sleepers.
Got it. What's number three?
The Nula Evolution 15 Yore. This is tagged as the best mattress for side sleepers with back pain.
15 inches. That's thick.
It is. It's a luxury feel. Plush, Euro top, special cooling foams, they call it air foam, and tri-zoned coils.
Tri-zoned. Okay. How does that help side sleepers?
It provides that extra support where needed, but the overall feel is designed to give a supportive hug. Great pressure relief for shoulders and hips, which is crucial for side sleeping. Also noted for strong edge support and minimal motion transfer. Comes in three firmness levels: plush, luxury firm, and firm.
So good customization. Any downsides?
Again, the guide suggests caution for sleepers over 300 pounds, those wanting something really firm, and budget shoppers, as it's a higher-end model.
Okay, two more. What about couples?
For couples where one or both have back pain, the guide recommends the Lisa Sapira Hybrid Mattress.
What's its strength for couples?
It hits a medium firmness, around 6.5 out of 10, which tends to suit a wide range of sleepers. It balances cushioning with a bit of bounce from the coils. But the big thing for couples is excellent motion isolation.
Ah, so you don't feel your partner moving.
Exactly. Less disturbance means better sleep, especially if pain is already making sleep tricky. It also has strong edge support, good for sharing the bed.
Who might look elsewhere?
The guide suggests it might not be firm enough for some stomach sleepers or, again, heavier individuals over 300 pounds needing maximum support.
All right, last one.
The DLX Premier Hybrid Mattress. This one is highlighted as the best mattress for combination sleepers with back pain.
Combination sleepers, the movers, what helps them here?
This one's about adaptability. It uses a responsive HyperFlex fabric cover and an advanced coil system. The key is its responsiveness. It adapts quickly as you shift positions.
So you don't feel like you're fighting the mattress.
Right. It also offers customizable firmness levels, and you can even get a split configuration top layer if partners have different preferences. Great edge support, too.
Split top layer. That's neat.
Yeah. Really helpful for couples with different needs. It comes in soft, medium, and firm.
And the not best four.
Similar pattern. Potentially not the absolute best for those over 300 pounds needing ultra-firm support.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of great options, but definitely tailored to different needs. It really drives home that point about personalization.
Absolutely. There's no single best. It's about finding the best for you.
So once you've narrowed down some options, what else matters? The guide mentions trustworthiness.
Yes, that's crucial. You're making a big purchase, an investment in your health, really.
Yeah.
Look for reputable brands.
What makes a brand reputable in this space?
Things like clear information, good customer reviews, transparent policies on returns and warranties, maybe certifications for materials. A solid warranty, like 10 years or even lifetime, suggests the company stands behind its product's durability.
Right. And speaking of returns, trial periods seem huge.
Oh, definitely. The guide mentions most good online brands offer 100 nights, sometimes 120 nights or more.
And why is that so important? You mentioned it earlier.
Because your body genuinely needs time to adjust to a new sleeping surface. What feels okay for a few minutes might feel different after a week or a month. The trial lets you really know if it's relieving your pain and helping you sleep better before you're fully committed. It removes the risk.
Takes the pressure off making the perfect choice immediately.
Exactly. And warranties and durability tie into that trust factor, too. Look for signs of quality construction, high-density foams, strong coils, reinforced edges. These indicate the mattress is built to last and provide consistent support over time.
Okay, practical question. How do you know for sure if your current mattress is actually the cause of your back pain?
The guide gives some pretty clear clues. A big one is waking up stiff and sore, but the pain gets better as you move around during the day.
Ah, okay. Pain is worse in the morning.
Yes. Or if you find yourself tossing and turning, struggling to get comfortable, or maybe your pain just seemed to get worse after you got your current mattress or as it got older. These are all signs it might be time for an upgrade.
What if you can't afford a new mattress right now? Any quick fixes?
Yeah, the guide mentions a mattress topper as a potential temporary solution. A good quality, medium firm topper can add a layer of support and comfort to an older mattress. It won't fix a fundamentally broken down bed, but it can definitely help bridge the gap.
Good tip. Okay, so to kind of wrap things up, what's the main takeaway here? It really seems like choosing the right mattress for back pain is less about finding some magic bullet and more about understanding yourself, your body, how you sleep, what your pain feels like.
Exactly. It's about self-knowledge first.
Yeah.
Then matching those needs to the right features, the right support, the right firmness, the right materials for you. It's an active process, not just picking one off a list.
Taking control of your sleep environment to hopefully improve your waking hours.
Precisely. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. As you get ready for bed tonight, don't just think about how long you'll sleep. Think about what you're actually sleeping on. Is it truly supporting your body's recovery? What one small change, even just adjusting your pillow or maybe thinking about that topper, could you make to help yourself wake up feeling just a little bit better tomorrow?
That's a great point. Food for thought. Well, thank you for breaking all that down for us. Really useful insights from that mattress advisory guide.
My pleasure. Hopefully it helps people find some relief.
And thank you all for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it empowers you on your journey to better sleep and less pain. We'll catch you next time.